at 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel radio serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
I was a sinner. You saved me from all of my sins.
Man said, I wasn't there. All I know, he see. But I tell you what, you ask him. He is of age. He can testify for himself. And I'm glad God made it an individual thing, that everybody must testify and attest to the fact that God has been good in your individual lives. But everybody knows and experiences a different goodness of God. Isn't that right? And we all know he's good, but he's good in different times, different places. Isn't that right? He knows how and what each of us need. And he knows how to give us what we need without running the meal barrel over. Isn't that right? Jesus not only is concerned, he don't mind getting his hands dirty. Yeah. Oh Lord, help me somebody. You know, some things in the church is beneath some folk. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amen. And I don't want nobody in this church to do anything that I won't do. Right. I will not ask the person to do something I'm not willing to do. Jesus didn't mind getting his hands dirty. He stoops down and he spits on the ground and he takes his finger and he makes an ointment that you can't find in the drugstore. Chemists have not come up with anything. It's many folk nowadays are getting cataracts taken off. It's many folk who are losing their sight now. Don't you know if there was a man in this town or any other town that just could stoop on the ground and take spittle, saliva, and make an ointment and anoint the eyes until you go wash, go in the bathroom and wash your eyes and you come out seeing. Huh? You would hear some rejoicing. You would hear men and women and all over the world be crying, trying to find out where he is, who he is, who were there. Did you see it? How did he do it? The man said, I don't know how he did it, but I know one thing. I once were blind, but now I see. And I want to tell you this too. There's more to blindness than physical blindness. Because if you cannot see the light of God in Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, Jesus gives light in darkness. For we lived in a chaotic situation. We lived in total darkness as a human race. But the light of the world, the light of men, came down and gave sight to those of us who were spiritually blind. God's desire is, he don't want you to be afraid to call on his name. He do not want you to walk around in a depraved condition. And when he has the source of life, the source of success in his fingertips, all you have to do is just ask him, Lord, stop by just a little while. If you don't stay long, just stop by. And I know if you stop by, everything is going to be all right. There's going to be a change, a dramatic change. There's going to be a change, not only will I feel and know, but everybody that comes in contact with me will know I've been changed. And that's the reason I tell folk all the time, you don't have to go around and make an announcement that you've been born again, that you are a Christian, that you know you belong to this church, and you belong to... If you've been born again, the world will know it because it lets your light so shine that all men will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. You don't have to make a night announcement. Just live the life. Walk in the newness of life. And if you walk in the newness of life, you'll know how to behave yourself. You'll know how to be kind to others. You'll know how to answer others in a pleasant tone. You'll know how to stop criticizing and stop tearing folk down. Rather tear them down, lift them up, work with them, put them in your arm, carry them on your shoulder, and say, the Lord told me to do it. And if you do that way, God will make a way. I hear all the time, I hear among the members sometimes, our church has fallen off. This is the church. Because the Bible said that would be a great falling off of the church. And we are living in that day now. All you got to do right and let your light so shine. Anybody who's walking in darkness will come where there's a light. Now, if you don't believe me, let everything go. Let the sun go down right now. And let all the lights go out. And if they were one light, somebody going to make their way to where that one light is. Because you know what? Everybody wants to see how to move around. Everybody wants to know that there is a way out of a no way. Let your light so shine. Do the right thing. Behave yourself. Love you one another as the Lord says, I have loved you. All I can do is preach the word. I can't make nobody come to church. All I can do is what the Lord told me to do. I can't make you do nothing. All I do is teach the word. You can believe it and receive it. And if you reject it, hello. The Lord said, I know you not. Depart from me. We ought to give him some glory. We ought to give the Lord the praise because he is worthy of the praise. The young man approached him. He said, now, I've told you two times that his name is Jesus. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you the first time. I was blind, but now I see. It was a man by the name of Jesus who spit on the ground, and he anointed my eyes, and he told me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash, and I did. And you know something? We, some of us, not ever blessed because we are not obedient. We don't want to follow orders. You got to come down and write it in your forehead. And say, Jesus said to him, said, they want to believe nothing I say. He's just a man just like I am. He ain't no more than I am. But I got news for you. I have been anointed. That's the difference. I have been anointed to preach God's word. And I'm not the only one. But I just want to tell you, if the preacher has been essential in your lives, the word never been said, how shall they hear without the preacher? Then he goes and says, how shall they preach unless they have been what? Sent. by God, not by Satan, but by God. And I don't care how saint and dainty you may be, Satan will jump on anybody. He's looking for to catch you with your work undone. And if your work is undone, he knows exactly where your weaknesses are. And he knows just what to do to get your attention, because he knows how to dress up issues that is depraved and destructive, but he knows how to dress them up and to make you think that you're getting a good thing. You know, you can't tell nothing about a car by looking at it shining until you start that book up and try to drive it. Huh? And when you drive and you hear the motor rattling and shaking, you know then you ain't got nothing but a good-looking shell, and that's all. Isn't that right? There's no way you can look into an egg and find if it's no good or if it's good. You don't know it's no good until you crack it and open up. Have I got a witness here? Nobody knows nothing about God until you come in contact with him. And the more you learn about him, the more you want to walk with him, the more you want to talk about him, the more you want to react to those things that are negative and go on and say, in Jesus' name. And we do know at the name of Jesus, people will get better. Huh? At the name of Jesus, conditions will change. Isn't that right? At the name of Jesus, men who have been said that was going to be dying had just a few days to live at the name of Jesus. He that believeth will live. And in my conclusion this morning, don't sit in darkness. You don't have to be in the darkness. You don't have to be spiritually blind. You are blind because you made a choice to be blind. And let me tell you, every choice that you make is your choice and yours alone. People can only give you advice, but you do not have to accept it. You do not have to be one who is obligated to do the wrong thing because somebody else said it's all right. Because you know what? There is a component built in you, which is the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, which will lead and direct you and keep you in perfect ways if you are willing to be led and taught by the Holy Spirit. As I come to an end, there are so many things that we try to leave God out of. And you can understand what's going on in our school, in our nations, in our business places, in our public facilities. You're not saved anywhere. It's because they left God out. We never had any killings in the school. You could go to your job, we have to worry about your children. When I was going to school. That sounds like a million years ago, but there was a school when I was going to school. We had teachers. Amen. We had classrooms. We had public facilities where you could go out and dine and wouldn't have to worry about being shot or killed. But when they took prayer and the scriptures out of the school, it became a ruination to our world. Look at all those innocent children that lost their lives. Children who have prepared themselves, some are graduating, prepared themselves for a life's journey, have been snuffed out by one individual who had been demonstrating all the time that he was unstable. And let me tell you something, we better start listening to some people when they try to tell us something. There was a teacher who had gone to them and told them that this man needed to get some help. And I simply said because she was black, they didn't pay her no attention. But you know what? The truth, it doesn't matter if it comes out of a hellish mouth. The truth will stand. We have to learn how